Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So there is a moment of outrage that is building momentum right now in the country, and it's because there was a, quote, mass firing by a CEO who fired hundreds of employees over a Zoom call. Now, there are people that are claiming that this man should be arrested. There's people that are saying that the government should investigate the mass firing. They're saying that it's inhumane the way that this CEO decided to fire hundreds of people over a Zoom call. Why are they doing Zoom calls? Because of COVID. Something that's become normal, right? You don't meet people anymore in real life. No, you do it over Zoom. That's hell. That's what the president just did with Vladimir Putin, right? Got this like Zoom call. You try to figure things out over Zoom. So the idea that I should be shocked that people are getting fired over a Zoom call is what you refer to as fake outrage. The idea that a CEO should do a one-on-one call with every member is also unrealistic, I would argue. And finally, I'm still trying to connect the dots of why the media is totally freaking out. I mean, my timeline has been filled with stories about this mass firing, when that's exactly what the government has been doing every day in this country when they do the vaccine mandates. They've been doing mass firings. Look at the mass firings that are about to happen in New York City. You don't get vaccinated, you can't work in the private sector there. They're advocating for this all over the country. I mean, if anybody's been mass firing people, it has actually been the United States government, but they're not writing that story. But a CEO does it. Oh, we got to lose our minds. Now, this video has gone viral. All right. I'm going to play for you this audio. And the title of this online is A Surreal Moment. Fired employees share what it was like on a mass firing Zoom call. At least you're not like, at least you're with your friends, right, when it's happening. I would much rather be fired with a bunch of people than be fired one-on-one, in my opinion. Have I been fired before? Yes. It was really fun. I'll tell you that story in a moment. But you listen to this, and I'm sitting there, and people are acting like these individuals that were fired are like some sort of victims and that the government should step in and like give them their jobs back. The same government that's in advocating and supporting mass firing of people within the government, government contractors now outside the government, in the name of COVID-19 and forcing you to get a vaccine. The idea that this dude did anything wrong is laughable. Take a listen.
I come to you with not great news.
That's right. Better CEO, Vishal Garg, laid off more than 900 employees on a Zoom call.
It's been a really, really challenging decision to make. This is the second time in my career I'm doing this, and I do not want to do this. The last time I did it, I cried. This time I hope to be stronger. If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group. Your employment here is terminated effective immediately.
I've been in mortgage for almost 20 years.
No. Okay. So let's just get over that moment, right? This is a guy that comes on and he says, it's a surreal moment. I don't like doing this. I've had to do it before. The last time I cried. But if you're on this Zoom call, you're one of the unlucky ones. And welcome to the real world, right? Now, Christian Chapman is a former underwriter at Better.com, and he thought he was logging on to another of the CEO's town halls. He didn't know it would be the last call as an employee on the online mortgage company. And he's a former Better.com employee, and this is what he had to say to the media.
I've been through AmeriQuest layoff, Countrywide layoff, Capital One layoff, nothing had ever gone like this. There have been so obtruse and so just passionate is the only way I know how to say it. None of us had received an email about what was going to happen, and it was hours later before we got anything. And here I am, you know, I need to call my wife. My kids are in private school. I've got 5 kids. And it's like, how do I tell her what just happened? I have no information.
Well, you kind of do. You just were told you got terminated, that you were one of the unlucky ones. I'm not trying to be mean here, but if you think the CEO is an evil person for doing this, then you have to think that the government is much more evil for doing what they're doing to the private sector with vaccine mandates and mandating that people get vaccinated or be fired, and the airlines and what they're doing and the travel industry and what they're doing and banking and all these others that are putting these mandates on people, right? But the idea that the way that this CEO did it, I could even argue he's learned it from the U.S. government. Here's your deadline. You get vaccinated or you lose your job. We don't care if millions of you cannot work. New York City, you can't even go to New York City if you're not vaccinated. Hell, Adele's having a concert, for goodness sakes, and they sent this out to the people that are going to the concert, I guess that want to go to the concert, or got tickets to the concert, saying not only do you have to be double vaccinated to go to her concert, but you also have to have a negative COVID-19 test. So if you want to get entertainment from Adele, you got to be double vax and have a negative COVID test. And you're supposed to be shocked by this guy? Like, if anything, you can say, I've been mentored by Adele. I've been mentored by Joe Biden. I've been mentored by the United States government. And this was the easiest way to do it. You're one of the unlucky ones. And the other part here that it makes me laugh. You know, I learned a long time ago in business that a relationship in business has pretty much no soul, all right? I remember vividly that one of the worst days, right, of my professional career was when I got an email literally on my honeymoon from my bosses telling me that if I did not agree to a new contract while I'm out of the country, that was a bad contract, that they might make other arrangements because they knew they had me bent over the barrel. Because they had the dude they were going to replace me with filling in for me for 2 weeks while I was gone on a 2-week honeymoon. So there are pictures from my honeymoon in Mexico, sitting in our suite where I'm working the phones, making sure that when I get home, I have a place to land, right, to do my show. Now, was that a bad moment? Yes. Can I get those 2 days that I was angry and not sleeping back from my honeymoon? No. All right, but you, there was a valuable, important lesson. No one owes you anything, unfortunately, in the private sector with a job. And the idea, like you just heard this guy, I have five kids. So does that mean that I should have fired someone with no kids? Does that mean that the CEO should have fired somebody with two kids? Does that mean that the CEO should have said to HR, give me all the people that have no children or fewer dependents and we'll fire people and wait that when we do it? Come on, really? I mean, that's what we're going to do? That's how this is going to work. You know, you look at Joe Biden's America right now. 4.2 million Americans quit their jobs in October. It's called the Great Resignation is what we're seeing right now. Another 4.2 million Americans, workers, actually quit their jobs on purpose in October. Now, this guy gets laid off, and he's got five kids. He wants you to feel sorry for him. But he also mentioned he'd been laid off from like five other companies. So it's pretty clear that in the business, in the mortgage business that he's in, it's a pretty volatile business. In other words, have you not learned by now that there's no such thing as a guaranteed job? And this is what liberals have done, right? They want these companies that to act like, and they want to treat them like they owe you something forever guaranteed, and they don't. Because any one of these people on this Zoom call that were caught off guard, they could have walked in just like the other 4.2 million Americans walked in right before the holidays and quit their jobs in October after a series of record-setting months. They've added more empty positions as the Great Resignation of American work ethic continues to sweep the nation. So should anybody be getting in these people's faces when they're the ones that are screwing business owners, large and small, where we're desperate for workers right now? You can't get people to come in for interviews right now. And when you do, they barely ever show up for work. And when they do, they'll start calling in sick within week one. I've got small businesses, folks. It is impossible to find people to work right now. When I say impossible, you can go through 30, 40 interviews and somebody will accept a job and within 2 or 3 days they quit. We have killed work ethic in this country, and part of it's because the government treats adults like children now. The media treats adults like children. You know, if you, there's two ways to look at getting fired on a Zoom call. And of course, this is the other part that I don't understand about this two-way street. They treat it so differently. It's like an employer's not allowed to fire you right before the holidays, which was the biggest complaint coming from all of these people. They fired me before Christmas. Well, in comparison, 4.2 million Americans screwed employers in October after they decided to quit their jobs. So if you want to have a contract between employee and employer that nobody can fire anybody in the winter months, right before within 12 days or 15 days or 30 days of Christmas or Thanksgiving, however you want to put it, then see if somebody's willing to negotiate that with you. And they might right now because they're so desperate to get employees. But no one's writing the article in the media about how 4.2 million Americans screwed their employers right before the holiday rush. No one's writing that article. And that's a lot of people that got screwed, a lot of employers that got screwed. But this is what happens when the government tries to get you addicted in a real way to government handouts. How is it possible that an American today that you can actually have 4.2 million people in 1 month walk in and go, screw it, I'm out, I quit? There has to be a reason why they can make that decision. And the reason is, the answer is very clear. The United States government will give you enough money to make it. Under the Biden administration, this is socialism. Now, they're going to own you like a modern-day slave. This is modern-day slavery. You quit your job, the government gives you money, and you're addicted to the government dime, and apparently that's totally fine because you're a modern-day slave now. You're going to vote for the people that give you the money forever. We all know that. That's what's going to happen here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you. Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already. We didn't either when we were watching this.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The White House, by the way, is also trying to Jedi mind trick you. And the media is helping them do it by claiming that these job report numbers are somehow truly amazing. That they're something that, you should be so excited about because things are going well. And I don't believe the American people are going to believe any of this. In fact, I actually believe that they probably are going to become even more angry over what the White House is claiming because inflation and the job market right now is just screwed up. And inflation is just hurting workers. It is hurting American workers like we have not seen in my entire lifetime because a dollar today is worth nothing compared to what was worth a year ago. And the cost of goods have skyrocketed. We went to dinner last night. And we went to, I'll tell you the restaurant, Benihana. Hadn't been there since pre-pandemic. You know, you're sitting around all the people. And so we just hadn't gone there in a while because it's pretty close quarters. And finally, I was like, all right, let's go. The menu prices had skyrocketed. Now, we ordered exactly the same thing that I ordered a year ago. Rocky's Choice and a one adult beverage and fried rice. And I went and looked because I could, kind of search engine it. I wanted to see what I paid a year and a half ago. It was $86. Last night, $112. I'm like, well, we're not coming back here for a while. I mean, it was fun, but geez, it's like birthdays only now. Now, I'm not blaming them for their prices. My point is, that's what's happened in the last year and a half in this country with inflation and prices going through the roof. I understand it as a restaurant owner. We had to raise our prices, and some people are mad. And I'm like, trust me, we're making less money now than we were the day we opened. When our prices were the lowest, we're just trying not to lose money. And we have been losing money some months because of the price of poultry, because of the price of ribs and shoulders, barbecue restaurant. We're losing a lot of money when these prices go through the roof. We're paying almost double for a slab of ribs compared to what we did when we opened 2 years ago. You have to compensate for that. And on top of that, wages have also gone up. Now, the White House is trying to tell you everything's just fine now, right? The November jobs report comes out, and he's like, oh, things are great. It's not. Everybody knows it's not. And the numbers are clear. It's a great resignation happening in this country because you guys are willing to pay people to not work. 4.2 million American workers quit their jobs in October. The number of people who left the job for opportunities for other opportunities in October made up only 2.6% of the workforce. Job openings and labor turnover survey are showing that a record 4.4 million Americans quit their jobs in September. Workers took advantage of the surge in job openings across the country, they say. And August numbers at 4.3 million were also a record at the time. In contrast, February 2020, before the big wave of pandemic-related layoffs began, 2.3% of workers quit their jobs. So this is huge. There are now 4 million fewer employed people in the United States compared to pre-pandemic life. 4 million. But yes, White House wants to tell me things are great. Listen to the president.
We're looking at the sharpest one-year decline in unemployment ever. Simply put, America's back to work.
Not true. People are just not working. Let me explain to you this loophole that he's trying to convince you is real, and everybody out there in the job market knows it's not real. If you have been looking for a job and then you decide to stop looking for a job, you are then no longer counted as unemployed because you're purposely deciding not to work. Want to make sure that makes sense. Okay. If I walk into my employer today and I say I quit, and then they say, you know, when I'm talking to unemployment benefits, hey, are you still looking for a job? And I say, no, I'm no longer looking for a job. I now roll off the unemployment number. And that is exactly what has happened in this country because of what we did over a year ago. When we gave out all this free money, we think that 50% of the money that we were giving out and the loans we were giving out to businesses was abused, where it wasn't used for what it was supposed to be used for. No one's going to jail for that, right? Just, oh, well, we threw out a couple trillion and we knew a bunch of it was going to be wasted. But we did it anyway to, quote, save the economy. And there were people that were getting all this money. There were people that were purposely trying to get fired, by the way. Don't forget that. There were actually people that were begging their employers to lay them off and or fire them because they didn't want to work and they realized they could make more money or the same amount of money by not working. Just thought I'd throw out the facts. So this is where we are now. This is the reality. And the president of the United States of America walks out on TV and wants you to believe, hey, everything is great, everything's amazing, everything is wonderful, and you should be so excited about what's happening right now. It's incredible. That's what he's trying to convince you of.
And our jobs recovery is going very strong. Today's historic drop in unemployment rate includes dramatic improvements for workers who have often seen higher wages and higher levels of unemployment.
That's just not true. He's lying to you, and the media is not calling him out on it.
Excuse me, higher levels of unemployment. They are receiving higher wages. And the rate of Black and Hispanic unemployment is also dropping sharply. But that's not just jobs that are up. Wages are up, especially for hardworking Americans, often ignored in the past and past recoveries. Workers in transportation and warehouses have seen their wages go up approximately 10% this year.
You want to know why? Because no one's willing to come to work because you guys screwed up the entire work market. People are desperate for drivers. Look at the supply chain issues. Look at the docks in California. They can't find workers. They can't find drivers. And you guys are making it harder now for drivers to drive the 18-wheelers because you're putting these vaccine mandates on those coming in and out of Canada. You guys are putting all these mandates on people, which is making people just say, screw it, I'm out. I don't want to be a part of this. That's what they're saying. I want out. I'm done with this. I'm over it. Call me later. I'm done. I'm out. That's what they're doing. And you want me to believe that this is somehow great news. That's what you're trying to sell me right now. That this is somehow amazing, incredible news, and that everything's perfect, and everybody knows it's not. You can't even get Christmas gifts right now. Many people are coming into stores and having to buy gift cards because the gift they want to buy may not be in. I was talking to a small business owner yesterday. They have a supply chain issue where their Christmas, and they're an online major, like, you know, product, okay? That's where the 90% of their sales are direct, either through Amazon or direct, as you know what, and you know what I mean about this, right? Direct to consumer. Their budget for the entire third quarter and first quarter is Christmas sales, gift cards, and their product. They're missing their entire Christmas product sales, and they can't advertise right now because none of their product got to them. It's sitting on a boat somewhere in the ocean or somewhere in a harbor, and they're waiting on it, and it's going to miss the entire Christmas rush. It is going to significantly financially cripple this company. It's all because we don't have enough drivers and workers. And Joe Biden's saying, but look, they're making more money. Yeah, because people are desperate. Is it a real money? Is it a sustainable number that their raise has gone to? No. But we're going to tell you things are great, and the media is going to help me sell this lie.
Workers in hotels and restaurants have seen their wages go up 13% this year.
I know that's true. We've been giving raises like crazy. And the reason why is we're having to pay whatever it takes to get somebody to show up for work. But this is hurting these businesses, and people are going to lose those jobs eventually, and these businesses are collapsing. And you're celebrating this massive inflation increase, and it's just being passed on the consumer. If I got to pay more for gas, and then I got to pay more for an employee, and then I got to pay more for all the other crap you just mentioned, including the product that I sell, then I'm going to have to raise my prices. Is that good or bad for America? It's bad for America. And if I give somebody a 10% raise, but the cost of goods and services are going up 20, 30, 40% in categories, airline tickets, look at the cost. Hotel rooms, look at the cost. Used cars, look at the cost. Rental cars have doubled in price in the last year. So is a 10% increase in your wages or 11% actually working? No, it's not. But let's keep celebrating it like it is.
And thanks to the American Rescue Plan, we've delivered significant tax cuts to families raising children. Tax cuts and raising wages for middle-class families.
There it is. We fix everything through the government, even though it's all a lie, and no one's going to call us out on it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already. We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's
the
thing. That's realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And then you get into it, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I got to get to some other news that I think is extremely important as well. And this deals also with government lying to you, looking the other way, just like they're doing on the jobs in America and what's happening here. But this one is, I would argue, actually criminal, what is taking place. A California mother has come forward as a whistleblower, claiming that the school actually bribed their son to get the vaccine and then told him not to tell her. Yeah. This whistleblower, California mother's outraged, furious, I would get a lawyer and sue, at her son's school because she claims they bribed him with pizza to get him vaccinated and then instructed him to not tell her. He did tell her, though. Thank goodness. The mother, who is vaccinated, stated that her 13-year-old son, a student, this is amazing, at the Barack Obama Global Prep Academy in South L.A. You couldn't have asked for a better name of this school to totally just bring full circle what's happening now with the federal government and these scumbags in education that are treating your kids like they are their property and not yours, taking away all of your parental rights. So this 13-year-old student, the Barack Obama Global Prep Academy in South L.A., brought home a vaccine card. Yeah, at least he got a card, and told her he got vaccinated in return for, you guessed it, free pizza. The lady that gave him the shot and signed the paper told my son, please don't say anything. I don't want to get in trouble, NBC News has now reported. So if you think this is some woke website I'm giving you this from, no, this is actually from NBC News' reporting. It hurt to know he got a shot without my permission, without knowing, and without signing any papers for him to get the shot. The mother added, you think? Take a listen to how the news covered this locally. Now, I believe this is criminal. I think this should be something that is done in a criminal way. There should be charges pressed. Someone should go to jail for doing this. Take a listen.
Well, some parents are questioning the vaccine mandate for LAUSD, and now at least two parents are accusing the district of giving their children the vaccine at school without their consent. So what are school administrators saying about this?
NBC4's John Kedis-Klimek has more now from South Los Angeles.
Even though the vaccine mandate for LAUSD doesn't go into effect until January 10th, some parents tell us that they believe their kids are being pressured into getting the jab.
I should have been involved.
Maribel Duarte says her 13-year-old son, a student at the Barack Obama Global Prep Academy in South L.A., brought home this vaccine card after having accepted the COVID-19 vaccine at school. She says he said yes when someone offered it in exchange for pizza.
The lady that gave him the shot and signed the paper was the one that told my son, please do not say anything. I don't want to get in trouble.
LAUSD says student matters are confidential and wouldn't comment specifically, but did say its Safe Schools to Safe Steps incentive program is meant to ensure several steps are in place for vaccinated students to receive prizes. Duarte says she's not against the vaccine. She's vaccinated herself, but it's different with her son.
In regards to my son's health, I am against it.
Because he's got some underlying conditions that concern you?
Yes. He has problems with asthma and allergy problems.
All right. Let's just stop right there. You have a school system, the LA United School District, okay? And they are giving out vaccines to children, not knowing the children's medical history. That's what this mother's saying. And by the way, this mother's not some crazy, weird, conservative, Trump-supporting mother, right? Because that's what they want you to, I'm sure, believe at this moment in time. That's not happening. She's just a mother who is vaccinated, whose son was told, don't tell your parents. Somebody deserves to go to jail for this. There should be people that are knocking on doors and taking away licenses, nursing licenses, or any doctor's licenses that do this without parental consent. What else are they giving these kids? Plan B pills, abortions? Who the hell knows? But the fact that this kid got the vaccine with a bribe of pizza, and then we're told to lie to their parents, literally don't tell the parents what's happening. Don't tell your mom. Go home and hide your vaccine card. What if the kid has underlying health conditions, just like this mother mentioned, and then all of a sudden there was an adverse effect? Then what happens? Well, this is the government under Biden, under Democrats, under the left, who think that you have no rights to your kids. We own them. Yeah, my kid got vaccinated in exchange for pizza without my consent, without me even knowing about it.
These grotesque contests and displays of treatment and candy and gifts and favors, raffles and cash prizes, inducing the kids to get the vaccination. But here's the problem. Kids in California cannot consent to vaccination.
Attorney General.
You hear that, attorney? Kids in California, and I don't think anywhere in the country, can actually consent to vaccinations. They're not, they can't. Hell, you can't even give kids Tylenol now or Benadryl without calling parents in the school system. Trust me, I know. I've gotten that phone call. But they can give my kid a vaccine? Now, she said, and she mentioned, that attorney, that this is grotesque. You're bribing kids, and the way that you're bribing kids, it is grotesque. What you're doing is grotesque. She is right, but we did it with adults early on, too. $500 if you'll just get the vaccine, they said. $1 million lottery winners if you get the vaccine in some states. Remember, they had those lotteries, $50,000, $100,000. There were businesses that were offering bonuses and doing lotteries. So, hey, if you all get vaccinated by this date, you'll then get entered into winning $50,000, $75,000, $100,000. That's what actually happened. So if you think it's grotesque they're doing this to the kids, you really shouldn't. Because this is exactly what they were doing with parents. They were actually doing real lotteries in America. If parents got what they wanted them to get, which was the, if adults got what the government was mandating they did. We'll reward you if you do what we're mandating that you do. They believe this is tyranny. This is socialism. This is what tyrants do. You have no rights over your kids. Here's some pizza, kid. Disobey your parents. Don't tell your parents and get a vaccine that you cannot actually consent to by the law. It doesn't matter. We are the government. We make up the rules as we go.
Jennifer Kennedy has been following the two cases against LAUSD over the vaccine mandate, currently making their way through court. Both are ultimately seeking an end to that mandate.
The LAUSD does not have the power to add a vaccine shot to the California school schedule. You couldn't do it if you're a podunk school district, and you can't do it even if you're LA Unified, the second biggest in the nation. You don't have that legal authority.
In California, school vaccines are handled through the State Department of Public Health and created into law through the state legislature. Neither has gone so far as to officially make the mandate.
Even the existence of the mandate in the schools has created these environments of pressure and bullying, segregation, discrimination, and accidental vaccination of kids without parental consent.
LAUSD says as of the Thanksgiving break, 80% of eligible students at Obama Prep have been vaccinated. Maribel worries some of...
I love this. Obama Prep has an 80% vaccine rate. Is that because parents consented, or is that because they just started giving the jab to these kids with pizza? If you want to know if they're wrong, judges are saying they're wrong, but if you've already vaccinated the kid, does it even matter who's right or wrong? Because you're still winning by default. Somebody needs to go to jail. This federal court in Georgia has entered a nationwide injunction, this just happened, against the federal contractor vaccine mandate. Now, this is what the judge said in the injunction. You ready? His words. Now, all of the Biden administration vaccine mandates have been halted for everyone nationwide. Now, under my order, vaccine mandates are not allowed. But hey, how many people did you force to get vaccinated before the court system said you're wrong? How many kids at Obama Prep have been vaccinated against their parents' wishes? 80%. They don't care. They got 80% of the kids vaccinated. Who cares if you screw with them after that?
Some of those were done without parents even knowing.
It hurt.
Have been vaccinated.
Let me rewind this. I want you to really just think about this real quick. They're celebrating an 80% vaccine rate. Okay, they think this is amazing. Kids cannot agree to a vaccine. They don't have the consenting power to do it. Kids in California, by what the law says, can't consent to any vaccine. and they're celebrating it. They're saying, we got 80% at Obama Prep.
USD says as of the Thanksgiving break, 80% of eligible students at Obama Prep have been vaccinated. Maribel worries some of those were done without parents even knowing.
It hurt it to know that he got a shot without my permission, without me even knowing or signing any papers for him to get this shot.
A school administrator here on campus came over to tell us that they do not believe these allegations to be true. In fact, he told us that he believes more often than not, parents will lie about the whole vaccine issue.
That's encouraging. Yeah, all the parents are liars. That's the school's de facto position. No, we don't believe any of these allegations. We don't believe any of them at all. In fact, we think parents will lie 9 times out of 10 when it comes to vaccines. That's showing a lot of trust in parents, isn't it? You tell me who you think's telling the truth. This is what's coming, and you better pay attention. You better talk to your kids, no matter where you live, because this is what they want to do nationwide. Here's some pizza, kid. You're getting a lottery, kid. Here's some cash. Don't tell your parents. Same thing they've been telling your kids about critical race theory and all the other propaganda they've been teaching them. Don't film it. Don't tell your parents. Same way when they ask their questions to kids about who they voted for, their parents voted for. Well, if you've been radicalized, your parents have been radicalized by Fox News Channel. Have an intervention, they said. Don't tell your parents, though, we're having this conversation. Got to be quiet.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The fact checkers were out about a month ago in this country saying that you and I are crazy if we brought up the idea that we could lose our vaccination status as being fully vaccinated because we didn't get a booster. Now, I've been warning you about this, and others have now, for at least a month or two. And they kept saying, you got to get a booster. You got to get a booster. You got to get a booster. And then you may not be able to do things if you don't get a booster. And then boosters are important. And without a booster, you're not fully vaccinated. And we could see this coming. And I was warning you it was coming. So if you go back to last month, November the 4th, the fact checkers freaked out and fact checked the governor of Florida. And they said that DeSantis was falsely claiming that vaccinated American citizens without boosters could be declared unvaccinated and lose their jobs in this country. Well, guess what? That's exactly now what has happened if you fast forward to Dr. Fauci in the last 24 hours. I'm going to quote exactly from Fauci. It's going to be a matter of when, not if, the definition of fully vaccinated, quote unquote, changes from just two shots. That is what Dr. Fauci said on CNN. Now, this is important because it could mean that you could lose your job. You could lose your right to travel. Your children could lose the right to go to school. Your children could lose the right to go to college. They could be de-enrolled from a university because they would lose their fully vaccinated status. Now, so many kids in this country got vaccinated so they could attend school. I'm talking specifically about colleges for a moment. And you would be de-enrolled. All right, that's not even up for debate. You will be de-enrolled at many universities, public and private, if you do not get fully vaccinated. Well, fully vaccinated used to mean two shots. Now, right now, my question is, am I or do I have full vax status? Because this is the month that I am technically eligible to get a booster shot. I have not decided on whether I am going to get vaccinated or not with the booster. I haven't decided yet because I haven't been able to sit down yet and talk to my doctor. Now, one interesting thing is happening in this country right now, and that is the courts are deciding over and over again now consistently that the White House has gone way too far on these vaccine mandates. We are seeing this, okay? The Senate, for example, just voted yes to repeal Biden's federal vaccine mandate. In fact, the U.S. Senate voted 52-48 in favor of repealing President Joe Biden's federal vaccine mandate for private businesses and what amounts to a symbolic blow to his administration. Now, this is not, I want to be clear, going to change the outcome because the House is going to stick with Biden on this one. But keeping true to their word, some Democrats that were moderates in the Senate, Joe Manchin and John Tester, sided with Republicans to repeal the mandate under the Congressional Review Act. Now, let me explain to you what the Congressional Review Act does. It allows Congress to review executive orders of the president. And when they review them, if they think he got it wrong, they can actually overturn them. Senator Mike Braun, a Republican from Indiana, who sponsored the bill, said the Biden policy had Main Street scared and it was wrong, saying, quote, it's got Main Street America scared. They're worried about it. Well, what does this mean on other issues? Anybody who thinks this is a good idea, referring to vaccine mandates, imagine the next time it happens when you're on the wrong side of whatever the merits of the case would be. Now, in a moment, I'm going to be joined by U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn to talk about this vote. So stick around for that. Earlier this week, John Tester, who hailed from a state that heavily favored Donald Trump, indicated that he would vote along with Republicans to nullify Biden's mandate. He said, quote, I'm just not crazy about mandates. Senator Joe Manchin, also a Democrat, West Virginia, announced last week that he does not support any government vaccine mandate on private businesses, saying, I do not support any government vaccine mandate on private businesses. That's why I have co-sponsored and will strongly support a bill to overturn the federal government vaccine mandate for private businesses. Now, this is another blow to the Biden administration overreaching. The Biden administration suffered yet another legal blow this week when a federal judge also issued an injunction striking down the vaccine mandate for federal contractors, arguing that the plaintiffs are likely to succeed in their claims that the president exceeded the authorization that is given to him by Congress. Now, despite the Senate's repeal on Wednesday, the bill will likely die in the House. Democrats have a thin majority rule there, and we have seen, based on the data coming out from the from those members that will be voting on this, they're not going to do what the Senate just did. So let's go back to Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci has been asked now about the overturn by this court on these vaccine mandates and Congress and what they are doing. Last week, just so you know, another federal judge also issued an injunction against Biden's national vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. So this is three major strikes to Biden, two of them substantial, one of them more symbolic in the Senate. But this is, again, this is why I've been saying for months on end, lawyer up, get a lawyer, fight back. So Fauci was asked, and I'm going to play for you Andrea Mitchell. She could barely find the words to say to Fauci because she was so disappointed that the U.S. government and the Biden administration and Fauci is basically getting smacked around. And that's exactly what's happening. They're getting smacked around. And she's like distraught over this. So she's it's like she's having a funeral with Fauci on live TV. Breaking news, Fauci. Do not underestimate the importance of COVID testing and vaccines is the headline at the bottom of the screen. But listen to their conversation. It's like they're in total shock. Take a listen.
The outlook is not at all a sure thing in the court system. Is there any thought of backing off of that and trying to avoid, you know, all the outcry against it?
Yeah, but, you know, Andrew, we really have to get people vaccinated. I mean, I understand and we all understand how people do not like to be told what to do. They want to make their own choice and their own free will. I get that and I respect that. But these are unusual times.
I love this. I get it that you have rights and freedoms. I understand that. But screw it. You need to get vaccinated. In other words, you have rights as long as things are going well. We'll give you rights on little issues, just not on big issues. That's what we're going to do here. We take away all of your rights when we decide that we can take away your rights, which is not how our founding fathers wrote the Constitution. You don't get to just take away our rights and then give them back to us and then take them away from us, depending on what you tell us to do. And right now what they're saying is because they're tyrants, they're not Democrats, they're tyrants. Joe Biden is a tyrant. Kamala Harris is a tyrant. Chuck Schumer is a tyrant. Dr. Fauci, elected by no one, is a straight-up tyrant communist. Prove me wrong. And the words that he just said there, look, I understand people are so, you know, enthralled and understand, you know, I get why they want to have rights and liberties and not be told what to do and have free will to choose and decide what's best for them. But these are unprecedented times, so all that gets taken away and all that goes out the door. That's what they're saying. That's literally the argument that's being made right before your very eyes. Like, you can do whatever you want to as long as I decide you can do it. And if I decide you can't do it, then I'm in charge and you have no rights at all. I'm the NIH.
I get that and I respect that. But these are unusual times. And you can't think only of yourself and your own personal opinion, but you've got to think about your communal responsibility to get yourself and your family and indirectly then the community protected. So I would prefer, and we all would prefer, that people would be voluntarily getting vaccinated.
Wow, that's a new one. Did you hear that? Voluntarily vaccinated? That's a totally different new term that we've not heard from Fauci or anybody in the government. We hope that you would voluntarily do it. What does that mean? That means we're about to take away the ability for it to be voluntary. That's what he's telling you right now. We're mandating it. We're going to mandate it for your kids. You're not going to be able to do anything in life without us telling you what you can and cannot do. There is no longer the ability to be voluntary, right? We tried to do it. We tried to make it where it was voluntary, but no longer. Sorry, folks. No longer is it going to be that way. It's no longer going to be voluntary. It's going to be something that's mandated. We're going to make it something that is mandated. Listen again to how he slowly approaches this with being, quote, voluntary.
So I would prefer, and we all would prefer, that people would be voluntarily getting vaccinated. But if they're not going to do that, sometimes you've got to do things that are unpopular, but that clearly supersede individual choices and are directed predominantly at the communal good. And that's what we're talking about when we're talking about requirements.
This is what Stalin, Mussolini, Hitler, and Castro always said. It's communal good. You don't have rights, it's for the communal good. It's all about communal good. You look at these yahoos, I'm just giving you an example right now. The senator, Bob Dole, is lying in state at the Capitol. And all these senators are walking around the casket, and they're all closer than 6 feet from one another. And they're wearing their masks. Some of them are, some of them aren't. Rick Scott's not wearing his mask. Lindsey Graham's wearing his mask. Elizabeth Dole's wearing her mask. I mean, you can see it's all over the place. But the part that makes me laugh the most about the theater of this is a very serious moment with Bob Dole lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda, and they've got the chairs spaced out 6 feet. We're still doing that for theater on TV. These people will walk out of here. They'll take their masks off. But on national TV, for Bob Dole lying in state, we're going to keep wearing these masks because we're leaders, folks. And we're going to space you 6 feet apart. Are you kidding me?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this. That's the problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's not just Congress that's being stupid. I'll give you an example. Occupy Democrats' official Twitter page just sent out a tweet saying, breaking, a large Florida landlord has announced that he will begin requiring all new and existing tenants, those that currently live in his building, to provide proof of COVID vaccination, saying you don't want to get vaccinated, You have to move, and if you don't, we will evict you. Illinois has also introduced a bill to force unvaccinated residents to pay out of pocket for their hospital treatment if they catch COVID, saying that they must assume the risk and take responsibility for their carelessness. I wonder if they're going to apply that to people that drive drunk, right, or OD on drugs, or are just morbidly obese, or smoke. This is what they're really doing now. This is in Illinois. They have actually introduced a real bill to force the unvaccinated to pay out of pocket for their hospital treatment if they catch COVID, saying they, quote, must assume the risk and take responsibility for their carelessness. I could apply that to every major issue in this country, or certainly I guess I could say in Chicago with medical issues. You're overweight, you're diabetic, you've got heart disease, you get cancer from smoking. Well, you got to take responsibility. It's what I've been saying all along. They're trying to divide us into two countries. This is COVID racism. You don't get vaccinated, you lose the ability to rent an apartment. You don't get vaccinated, you lose your, and you get sick, you're going to have to pay for it. We're going to bankrupt you. We're going to force you into submission. And this goes back to this Senate vote that we just talked about. It's not going to change anything, but it's still important symbolically. Joining me now to talk about this and several other issues is U.S. Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn. Senator, you see this headline. It's certainly one that seems exciting. Let's talk about the excitement, but also the reality, because now this goes to the House. Were you surprised you guys were able to get the votes to at least vote yes to repeal Biden's federal vaccine mandate in the Senate?
What this does is to show how incredibly unpopular this mandate is. And Ben, the American people do not want this. You have the Democrats, two Democrats that crossed over to vote with us to repeal it. This sends a big message to the House. It will give some of those moderate Democrats the strength to come in and sign the discharge petition with the Republicans to put this on the floor, to hold a vote, to repeal this mandate, and to keep the American people working.
They don't seem to be Democrats getting the picture that Americans are not happy right now. You have federal judges now that are stepping in. We've seen judges that have stepped in the last week in two different cases about these government employees and these contractors not having to go by these vaccine mandates. We had one judge do that. We had another judge do the same exact thing, stepping in for healthcare workers. Does the Biden administration just not care after they suffer these legal blows, or are they just saying, we're going to keep mandating it, enforcing it, even if these injunctions keep coming down and we keep getting struck down, because we're tyrants and we are going to make the people submit to what we tell them they have to do?
Yeah, that's pretty much their approach, because as you said, the American people are with us. The courts are showing that they are with us. This is unconstitutional. But see, this is a group of people running the White House right now who want to radically transform this country. When Barack Obama was president, they wanted to transform this country. And they said, if we can get Obamacare on the books, we can change health care in this country. If we can get DACA on the books, and remember when they did DACA for children, illegal alien children, Ben, what did they say? What did Obama say? He knew it was unconstitutional, but what did he do? He did it anyway. Why did he do it? Because he could. And so they rolled the dice and took the chance and put DACA in place, and look at what it has done to our southern border and to the safety and security of our communities.
It's truly incredible to see how they will refuse to look at the laws and continue to just do whatever they want to do like tyrants. And even when the law slaps them down, they don't seem to be changing course. I'll give them credit. They're totally focused and taking over our lives and our kids' lives. And they're willing to run through any wall, even if legally they say you can't do it. It's like a psychotic obsession with owning and controlling the lives of every American business, and every child in this country at the same time. And I'm glad at least we have a court system that seems to be standing up to them every time they get the opportunity, because they are going across the line and breaking the laws in this country. I want to shift real quick, Senator, to another very important issue. Legendary announcer Bob Costa really went after the NBA last night and said the NBA is up to its neck in China. He also went after the International Olympic Committee and the NBA for what they are doing. You know, the Biden administration announced this, quote, diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics. It's kind of a joke because a lot of our diplomats wouldn't have gotten in anyway because the COVID protocols, or wouldn't have gone anyway because the COVID protocols in Beijing. Even Beijing kind of mocking us and other countries doing this. Should we have pulled our athletes because of the ongoing genocide that's happening? And why didn't we, why didn't the president lead and say the Olympics need to be taken away from China?
Well, first of all, good on Bob Costa for doing that. I'm glad to see he agrees with me on something, and he also agrees with Enos Kanter Freedom. So that's a good thing. I've been saying for months that we ought not to send our athletes to Beijing, and I was joined in this effort by Senator Tom Cotton. I've even recommended last summer, I recommended that we do the Olympic Freedom Games here in the United States of America, and that we allow athletes from our ally countries to come here and to compete so that they did not have to go to Beijing. And because these athletes need the ability to compete, they've been training. And then after the Chinese Communist Party disappeared Peng Shuai, the tennis player, because she...
She literally exposed what she referred to as sexual assault by one of the top leaders in the government.
That's right. And so they disappeared her for 2 weeks until the WTA came after them. And now the WTA says, look, because you did this, we're not playing tennis in China in 2022. That's the way you handle these thugs and dictators. You have to be tough on them because that's the only language they understand. Now, they're laughing at Joe Biden because they say, oh, he's going to threaten an economic sanction. That's not going to do anything to us. And whether it's Xi Jinping or Putin or any of these other, the Ayatollah in Iran, Kim Jong-un over in North Korea, these people that are the axis of evil are watching Joe Biden. They see a weak leader, and they're going, man, let's ramp it up. This is our time to make headway because this guy's not going to call us back.
I was shocked by the quote from Costa. I'll give him credit because he's not exactly a guy politically I've agreed with much. But he said, quote, what is it with the International Olympic Committee and their affinity for authoritarian nations? There will be an Olympics, a Summer Olympics in 2028 in Los Angeles. It will have been since 2002 when the Winter Games were in Salt Lake, since there has been Olympics on American soil. And yet American television is the single greatest source of revenue for the IOC. He said many IOC delegates remain ticked off at the U.S. because a free press blew the cover off the Salt Lake bidding scandal. They have long memories about this stuff. And the IOC and many of those delegates act in a high-handed way. And in that sense, you can see where the affinity for authoritarian nations comes in. People get rich off these games. We know what happened with the Sochi Olympics. And you see this happening. It's very clear there's massive corruption. You can see the IOC likes going to the authoritarian regimes because then they can get all their buddies paid and get kickbacks. We saw this in Sochi. It's very, very clear what happened with Russia. And we've seen now what's happening this time. And yet America is where the majority of the funding comes from. The majority of the international endorsements for the Olympics, the deals that are made with Nike and with Kellogg's and with Coca-Cola are all based American companies that are doing this. And we act like we have no power at all. Meanwhile, we have genocide happening where we're sending our American Olympic athletes, which concerns me, which brings me up this next question. Do we have assurances that our American athletes are going to be safe at these Olympic Games?
We have not been able to get any assurances. We have written the USIOC, and we have tried to get these assurances. I don't think our athletes should go because you cannot ensure their health, their safety, their well-being. In addition to that, China is trying to use the Olympics to push out their digital yuan. They want to get in the wallet of everybody that goes over there. Every athlete is going to be given free yuan and free wearables so that you can spend your digital yuan just by touching a screen with gloves that are programmed. Now, think about how invasive this is of their privacy. And, Ben, think about
People are worried about DNA collecting. I saw yesterday a report that they're worried about the actual DNA collection of these athletes because they're premier athletes in the world, and they're going to do it in the name of, quote, COVID testing. And a lot of athletes now and doctors are saying they're very concerned that they're just farming elite DNA from athletes from around the world during these games in the name of COVID.
Right. You're exactly right. So there are a lot of different levels. I think it is unsafe for our athletes to go in and participate, whether it is for their health, their safety, their well-being, their security, the economic implications of the Communist Chinese following every move they make, every place they go, every interaction that they have from now on. Now, think about that, because that is how invasive the Communist Chinese are and how disrespectful of a person's individual privacy that they are.
Senator, before we get into what's going on with Russia in this meeting, I do want to ask you a simple question about what's happening in this country with crime. We saw all the accused arsonists who torched the Fox News Christmas tree get released without having to pay any bail. We are now seeing that California store owners are now pricing all their items at $951 so the thieves will be prosecuted when they're stolen from. Then they give original retail price coupons at the register upon checkout because they're sick and tired of being robbed and nothing happening to the people that are doing it. My point is from all the way in New York, all the way to California, and we saw a flash mob hit right here in the Mid-South. Is there anything that Congress can do? Because we're now seeing these, quote, bail reform policies where you can commit these crimes and that you won't even be prosecuted for it. And people have had enough.
People have had enough. And safety and security is one of the important things. Now, there is a way that we can move into this, and it's through the JAG grants, the criminal justice grants that we give. And putting a provision in there that if you are, and we've tried this before with grants, if you're a sanctuary city, you cannot qualify for this grant. If you have defund the police policies, you cannot apply for this grant. And those are the things, restricting those federal funds. And Ben, as you know, our local law enforcement agencies depend on these funds. So it could be something, if you have cash bail policies, you cannot have facility funds, prison facility funds, or you can't have some of the judicial system funds that would enable your local governments to move forward with some of their programs that deal with criminal justice.
But as long as Democrats are in charge, it's probably not going to happen in Congress.
Well, that's right. That's right. And if we pass that, you've got a guy sitting in the White House that would veto it and send it right back to us.
Incredible. They're always standing up for
Ben, one thing I do want to mention, FoxNews.com just posted an op-ed I wrote about why our athletes do not need to be in Beijing, just so that your listeners know that.
Yeah, we'll grab that and link that up on our social media site. Absolutely do that for sure.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right,
you get into, right, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to ask you about what's happening with this, with Russia right now. And I think all this goes back to Afghanistan. You and I talked multiple times when Afghanistan was happening and unfolding. And it was horrific to watch that we wouldn't even go 60 feet or 16 feet to get Americans that were outside those gates at the airport. And now what we are seeing is the rest of the world realize, wow, if this administration won't even go 60 feet to get Americans, they're certainly not going to stop us from invading or getting whatever we want to, whether that is going into Taiwan or into the Ukraine. We had this Zoom call meeting with the president and Putin, and it's very clear we're not going to stop him no matter what we claim. Now, we say, oh, we're going to do sanctions. How concerned are you right now about not only Taiwan, but I worry about this effect of, okay, if they can go into Ukraine or they can go into Taiwan and their success, America doesn't stop. It's open season the rest of the world for anybody that wants to take anything right now, because they know that America will not act under the Biden administration.
You're exactly right. They look at Joe Biden and they see a weak leader. And this ridiculous call that he had with Putin, you know, it was so bad that the information we initially got on the call came through the Russian press. It didn't come from the White House. And then, Ben, they delayed their press conference on the call like 3 times while they were getting their story together about what happened on the call. But Biden basically said, okay, if you keep building up there on the Ukrainian border, we're going to put some economic sanctions on you. And Putin, who, by the way, you've got Putin requested the call, just like with China, Xi Jinping requested the call. And Joe Biden should have said not only no, he should have said hell no. I'm not going to talk to you people until we're talking on my terms.
Well, and here's my question. When they requested the call, and this is part of what the media has not been reporting and what you're reading into, which same thing I was reading into when I saw that, is they want to start the clock to do whatever it is their plan is. And starting that clock means we need to see what America says they're going to do so we know how to counter it. And if they can pre-plan for the sanctions and figure out what that looks like for them, then it's a simple cost analysis. This is just like buying a piece of property.
Exactly.
What's it going to cost us? Is it worth it? And is the profit of owning Ukraine worth more than the sanctions they're going to put on us from the U.S.?
That's right. That's exactly right. Because they're already doing the heavy lift. They've got 150,000 troops and all of this equipment, artillery. They're sitting on 4,600 nuclear warheads. And, you know, here's the deal. When Obama was president and Putin went into Crimea, what did Obama and Biden send to the Ukrainian people? They sent blankets and meals ready to eat. Donald Trump comes into office. What does he send Ukraine? He sends them bombs and artillery so they can protect themselves. And under Donald Trump, they were able to protect themselves. We didn't have to have the U.S. there doing it. We sent them what they needed. And our NATO allies stood with Ukraine. That's how you handle these situations. But Joe Biden is becoming known as a cut-and-run guy. And he did that in Afghanistan. And when he did that in Afghanistan, he did create that appearance that he's not going to stand up to anybody. You never leave U.S. citizens on foreign soil. You don't do that. Joe Biden did that. And we do that under Joe Biden.
And that's the checkmate, I think, moment for everybody that was watching around the world, whether it be Iran, whether it be building a new military base in the middle of the sea, whether it be going into Taiwan or Ukraine or anybody else over there that they want to screw with. Because if you go into Ukraine and you do it successfully, you got to think that they're going to look at other places to expand, because Russia would love to get that, quote, land back. They think it's actually theirs. And I don't think they're afraid of NATO either at this point, because without NATO, without America leading, what are they really going to do?
Well, and the thing is, if the United States of America, the world's lone superpower, does not stand up and fight for freedom, nobody else is going to take on that fight. And under Joe Biden, what you've got is this willy-nilly, this mamsy-pamsy, this we just want to love everybody, sing kumbaya, and handle things through diplomacy. Well, you know, newsflash, you cannot have diplomatic relations with a terrorist organization. Yeah. You cannot deal with these dictators the same way you deal with nations that have a democratic basis. It takes a different approach. And as I've said many times, I'm a mom and a grandmom. Got a lot of little kids, and every child you deal with differently.
No doubt about that.
Have a different relationship. And Ben, that is something that Joe Biden does not understand. One size fits all does not work in foreign policy. And the safety and security and common defense of this nation, it is item number one on the to-do list forever and ever.
Senator Blackburn, I appreciate your time as always coming on, and we will obviously get you back on real soon. Let me remind you, if you're hearing this, please make sure you hit that little forward arrow. Forward this in a text message so other people can hear what the senator had to say. Help us get out this information. Please share our podcast on social media. Tell your family and friends about it. It's guerrilla warfare for us, trying to make sure more people hear this podcast every day as we get suppressed on social media. So without you guys helping us grow, we will not grow. So please Support us by hitting that auto download button or subscribe so you get the podcast every day for free, and sharing this podcast wherever you get your podcast. Share it and share it with your family and friends. Thanks so much. See you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.